Between zero and the smallest number that our method can represent are an infinite number of real numbers. The limited precision of fixed point and floating point expressions is a problem for programmers. Even with 64-bit double precision floating point, such as the Java data type double, precision is limited. Only 2 to the 64 numbers can be represented. This is an enormous amount, but it's a lot smaller than infinity. Between any two numbers that are represented, there are an infinite number of real numbers that are not represented. If your calculus is a little vague, don't worry. Just think about the nearly infinite number of atoms between any two marks and even the most precise ruler. Floating point has about the same problem.